No, we really don't have enough Harley to have a meeting.
January 17th.
But we do want to recognize everybody did come in today, as cold as it was. Because I know it was hard, because I sat around this morning trying to figure out whether I want to get out of bed or not. Because it seemed to me like with this temperature, my air-conditioned house temperature on the inside was like 59, 58.
Oh,
gee. So I might need to get a bigger one, hadn't I?
I'll put some more insulation in there.
Fix that one you got.
I've got as much in there now that that thing must be about this deep in there, in that and there.
A bigger heat pump here.
But I'll tell you what, it's Christmas, and we surely missed you at the little Christmas dinner that we had, but we did come up with enough money that we could pay all the bills, because it seemed like we had a pretty good increase over last year. And as the way things look, and with the new president's idea of spend, 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 we're liable to have to pay more to keep things going this coming year with the insurance and public fees, because when I talked to the Shaws, they had raised the price of the lease this year. But when I was talking to her and I was talking about the funds, she brought it back down to, I think, to $300 is what I paid. So I don't know if next year, come up when a time lease comes in, whether they're going to want more money or not. But I think what we got is five more years. It's around 5 years
left. I think
it's
six.
Or six?
I think. I can check.
But electricity bill has definitely gone up some every month, because it's jumped up. I mean, even if we don't use it, it's going up with the new fees that they tagged on. Nearly double, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. At least double.
So we're going to have to come up with some more innovative ideas. So what I was wanting to do today was, everybody that was here, is if we can come up with any ideas of raising money, like even if we get out like some of the rest of them and wrap walk something. I know that the Knights of the Catholic group, the Knights of Columbus, I think, they were wrapping off money. You know, but that's, you got to make sure that you surpass all the money you're going by there to be able to get some. But next time we have any meetings, what we ought to do is, we talked about it, was having a 50-50 type thing. And that will work, but that's not going to raise enough money to kind of cover some of the expenses that we're going to have coming up this coming year. And if we just come out of our own pocket, you know, every time we come in, they expect, you know, to drop in whatever you can on it. And we're not going to put any dollar figures on it, but that's basically what we've been doing. So basically our sheet right now, our financial sheet, is basically zero. At least we're not in a deficit.
No, we got $8.
Oh, $8 plus the kitty.
We're doing pretty good in January.
But anybody that can, let's think about it for a couple of months and come up with anything. And we're not going to worry about internal revenue or any of that garbage. If we have a dinner and sell plates, but we're going to have to do it somewhere besides all around here where we're going to have a flow of traffic. That's just an ideal, but everybody kind of sit around and think of any way that we can make money with the least risk that's involved, that we make sure we recover. We have kind of a brainstorming session like we have in the past. We're just going to have to get out and take a few risks. We're going to have to be more aggressive about it. Really, I don't have anything else. So.
Well, let me just add to that. Just like the government, we either need to raise taxes or we need to lower expenses. In other words, our taxes is dues and fees and things. Or we need to lower expenses, and I think we need to lower expenses. And our major expense is that insurance that we're paying for this building. And I think that by next meeting, we need to talk about it. We don't really have enough people to talk about it too much today, but we need to be thinking about it. That insurance bill, we have two insurance bills. We have the EAA that we pay insurance, and then we have a private company through Falcon. And that Falcon insurance bill is going up at an exponential rate. Okay? It was obscene, the amount of rate increase they did to us this year. And they're the only kid in town. So if you don't pay them, you don't have insurance. Me being relatively new to this chapter, I question the need for that insurance. Okay? I think somebody needs to stop and say, whoa, why are we doing this? And let me tell you, the money that we spend, our dues are the highest of any EAA chapter I've ever seen. $50 a year is the highest dues amount. And you know, $50 for a lot of people is not no big deal. But for some people, especially right now, $50 is a very big deal. Okay, we have, I know at least one person that's not rejoining the chapter this year because he can't afford to do it. He can't afford to take the risk. And that's Robbie. Okay, believe it or not, his wife's job's on the, she's about to lose her job, and he's not positive about his, you know. Anyhow, and there's lots of other people. It's not just them. So another thing I think we ought to do is I think we ought to lower our fees back to $20 or $25 at a max to make more money. That sounds crazy. Lower the fees to make more money. Well, the thing is, if you lower the fees, you get more people to join, and then every week, they put more money in the kitty. It's only math, okay? Lowering the fees, just like lowering the taxes, okay, in the government, will make the government more money. Same thing. That's just my opinion. So, anyhow, I think we ought to probably at least consider or look at the ramifications of getting rid of that insurance and talking with Shirley and Bud about it and finding out. Because to my knowledge, the only reason why we have that insurance is so that at the end of the 15-year term lease on this land, this building turns over to them, okay, to be their property. And they want to ensure that after 15 years that building is there. So if it burned down, they want us to replace it. So the only thing I can tell that we're really having that insurance for is for $15,000 worth of coverage. That's all we got on this building, $15,000. For $15,000 worth of coverage, it costs us how much did we just pay? Like $900 or something?
$772.
Okay. Roughly $800. Okay.
It's only covering the building. Is that correct?
It also gives us $1 million worth of liability, but we already have that with the EAA.
Yeah,
so that's a duplicate coverage.
The EAA, there's restrictions on. It's only a certain liability with the EAA.
That's correct. It has
general,
to be during an
whatever.
Event. It has to be during an event or something. Okay.
So if he's out here, I'm going to interject a man, but let's say he's out here buying on an off weekend that's not a sponsored event. He got injured somebody else.
But it shouldn't be our obligation to have insurance for the airport.
That's true. See, that's where
they should have insurance for the airport, not us.
Of course.
See? So, I mean, right now, they're giving us free lease, but we're buying their insurance.
Well, it might be a neat trade-off then if we're paying him free. Allow us to drop the insurance on this building, we'll pay you $4 a year. Now we're saving money big time right there, and then they can do their insurance with the money.
And that's exactly why I wanted to bring it up, because we're going to have to collectively get with them, in my opinion. That is a major, major thing in this chapter. That expense, most of the dues that you're paying, and I'm not the money man can tell you right there, but most of the dues that you're paying is going to pay that insurance bill. Most of the money you put in the key is going to pay that insurance bill.
Yeah, because
it's too much. It's too much.
My bill probably isn't more than about $800.
No, what do we pay? What do we pay? 34 usually. 30, 40, 50 bucks a month for
electric? That's what
electric?
They
probably average, about $50 a year around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Average.
Of course, I don't know what this increase was going to average.
Because they jacked up on the fuel.
So, anyhow, so that's...
Well, you had a good point about dropping the dues. I was talking to Dwayne and Dwayne often about guys in Georgetown.
Yeah.
There's a lot of EAA members down there that don't belong to a chapter, and they said, why not? The consensus between everybody we've been talking to is to flop our meetings between here and there every other month.
Yeah.
And then we'd start growing it up and down the Strand, and they were excited when I mentioned that to them down there. We'd have access to the meeting room and the new building and the kitchen and everything there, no charge. It's heated. We don't pay for electricity, nothing.
Yeah.
It's, and yet we could pull in those EAA members that, and that will be a cheap enough dues, and we're increasing our funds. And then they might come back to thinking about the grassroots flying that we offer, because that's disappearing.
Yeah.
That's really going away. And that's what really trips my trigger out here about this place. I grew up around grassroots flying when they were dirt strips. They didn't even have the grass strips. They were dirt and stuff. And around Stearman's and stuff. And it's going away. And there's a lot of guys down there that love it. And it's just like they said down there. They said, the problem with Green Sea is there's no easy way to get there. Flying's about the easiest way to get here.
Yeah.
And yet it's still a commitment, because now you got to have weather and you got to be able to afford the fuel to do it.
Yeah, but also
we have this distance problem from the masses that have the money, that if we could tweak their interest, they'd get involved. And when you go down on the South Strand especially, there's a lot of youth down there that's in rocket clubs and all kinds of stuff in the high schools. But there's nothing down there in aviation. And we could start, and there's a lot of money down there behind those closed gate communities. And
well,
we could get younger people involved here in that with the cheaper aircraft that's becoming available and home built, and there's a lot of skilled people around. But there's nothing to support them down there. I mean, even if it grew to a point where they wanted to split off and start another chapter, well, so be it. But we're still growing the Strand with an interest. And like you said, you can belong to as many chapters as you want to.
Right.
So if we could just flop it back and forth, it might be inconvenient for some 1 month, but then it's inconvenient for the others on another month. So it's no big deal.
That wouldn't be no problem for me if we had one down in Georgetown. That's 60 miles from my house to Georgetown, 70 minutes.
See, we
got members in Georgetown, or almost in Georgetown, on these islands that are driving over here.
I drove 70 miles this morning.
See, now what he's talking about is not having a separate chapter, but having the same chapter.
I know.
And just and alternate the meetings from 1 month to the next, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't have an issue with that.
The FBO was excited about it. Anything that promotes aviation, Barry Brock is enthusiastic about. Barry used to fly at Pitts and do air shows. He's got unlimited helicopter time. This guy is a nut on aviation.
Yeah.
And when I said that to him and Rick Westfall, his airport manager, both of them were excited. Rick wants to build a wooden airplane. But he says Green Sea's too far.
Yeah.
So if we could do this, we already have the support from the powers that be on that airport that were just... bounced it off of them one morning over coffee down there, I couldn't believe the enthusiasm. It was like, when are you going to start? So last week I'm down there and he says, this Saturday, you going to have a meeting down here? I said, no, we have to meet and see if everybody's in agreement on doing something like that. So he was hoping we'd be down there this weekend.
Do they have a club bill down there?
No.
I'm not talking about EAA.
No.
Well, who could speak for them if we carry this further down there? Someone that...
Oh, well, I spoke to the two. It's the FBO and the airport manager. Spoke to both of them, and they're both excited. So it really would be one of our...
John likes the idea.
And John Matthews.
I talked to John about it, and he said he totally supports it.
Well,
John and most of the guys down there, they won't tell you, but most of the guys down there, and when I say down there, I'm not talking about Georgetown only. I'm talking about all the guys in Lake City and Andrews and the whole area, okay? Most of those guys are not EAA lovers, okay? They believe that the EAA let them down. They're ultralighters.
Yeah, that's over at Hill and all that.
Yeah, it's all over, okay? But most of them guys feel like
the EAA
let them down. And in some respects, I sort of agree with them, you know, in that realm of category of plane, okay? But I don't know if them guys will ever ever come back into fold, sort of.
It's a camaraderie thing, too, though. I think if some of their buddies are starting to come in, like through John.
That's right. That might happen.
They'll come
on. But that's exactly why we have to work with people like John, because if he's not on board, nobody else will be on board. Okay?
Not in light sport, you know, down there.
It's a click. Everything down there is a click. They all know each other. They all work together. They all hang around together.
Don't we have to, doesn't this chapter have to belong to the national EAA, and how will that affect anyone we want to...
Well, still,
you know,
this chapter does belong to the national, and it wouldn't change. Plus, we're still in South Carolina, so therefore the South Carolina incorporation paperwork is still valid.
It doesn't matter where we meet.
It's only, the only thing we would be changing is a meeting location every other month.
I'm not finding fault as much as would be jeopardized having to belong to this if we bring, you know, we're going to meet here and have the other group with us.
It'll only be a change of it'll only be a change of meeting location. That's the only thing. Every other month, you know, instead of meeting here, we meet there. That's the only difference.
My concern is to hold on to this. This is the best grassroots situation I've seen in years. For the airport, location, freedom of flight with the least regulation interfering. And I think we really need to work it. Don't let this thing get away from us until we have to.
Well, I think that.
But
I think,
even if we establish something on this, on up and down the Strand, we've got somewhere to go if something goes wrong here.
Yeah,
and it would be with open hands or open arms.
Yeah, I think the Georgetown thing though would be relatively temporary, because I believe that it's getting corporate and more corporate by the day. And eventually, it's going to be. I mean, they're not going to want to mix jumbo jets and ultralights, okay? And they already made.
Yeah, they've gone a 6,000 foot runway now.
Yes.
Yeah.
6,000. And but the FBO is still grassroots. He's LSA.
Yeah.
Then you have John. He got in under the wire there with what he has. He has a rather unique situation with his building and his business, so they can't run him off.
No.
And then the airport manager himself. He wants to build an experimental single-place wood plane. So we still have that core managing the airport, per se, that is still in light airport. And there's a lot of guys, like a friend of mine, he was going to come with me today. He's 81. Just sold his Beechcraft, A-36. Been flying for 51 years. He's going to be moving towards another aircraft, but He soloed in a Cub, so he wants to test fly my airplane. Tell you how crazy it is. He looked at it. He says, "I can't wait to fly it." So we have those kind of people that's down there, and he knows everybody in the key people in the FAA for this region, and he's also extremely close with the ones in Carolina Aviation Group. So. He's a really good ally because he knows everybody personally. He'd call them at home on their phone and talk to them about stuff. So, and he's excited. He says, if you guys could do this, he says, you'd be surprised what will happen for you down in the Georgia.
Well, I personally think that we ought to have some kind of committee or something to do that. It looks like you're the man that knows what's going on down there with this. And
I have a problem picking the ball.
But I think that what we are to look at, my opinion is, we are to look at a possible number of people that would join, what they would be willing to pay, because I personally think we need to lower our dues down. I think we'll be better off lowering our dues down.
I do too.
Okay?
Expenses too to not be involved.
We can't sell this chapter on $50.
No.
I can't do it.
Well, I talked to Barry about that, and he says, you're welcome to use it. There's no charge.
Yeah.
To use that meeting room or the kitchen, we just have to clean up after ourselves. So
I see that runway down there and taxiways. If that's no stress for heavies,
it's not putting heavies in there. It's only going to be, they're only at the corporate.
Yeah, see, you'll never get above corporate jets.
Yeah,
that's what their goal is. They have the other runway open too. What is 1122? No, 1129. That runway is usable, and they're talking about recapping it and narrowing it a little bit. So that would give you four runways.
They're trying to draw corporate jets and corporate big airplanes away from MLAR.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think in the papers, they think that through that, they will build their tourism to whatever if they can take their.
They're already doing pretty good. I've seen the ramp full down there on holidays.
Yeah.
And a lot of people fly in that live in Debedu. And they'd rather put in there. And that's part of the thing that drove lengthening the runway to 6,001 foot.
I'm all for that because we got a lot of other stuff that's access to us. So let's say, like, if we get involved down there, we may even have somebody there that could train.
Yeah.
You know, so I could go ahead and get a lot of sport.
There is CFI there.
See, that's what I'm interested in.
Riley's a good pilot. He
charges up, just so you know, he charges $25 an hour.
So yeah, right. While I'm there, you know, Riley's I could cool. go ahead after the meeting, spend a couple hours there, and maybe get an hour or two of training.
Well, right now, the only thing they have for rental is 172, so that's a little pricey.
Mm-hmm. He'll train you on a sport pilot, I'm told, John told me, but he don't have a plane. So if you have your own plane or you know somebody's got a plane or something like that, then that's great. And his rate is quite reasonable.
See, I wouldn't mind even buying one of John's planes down there, but I'm still to the point that if I did it, I'd have to finance it.
Yeah, but you know what? John told me not to publicize this, so I'm just going to tell you, it ain't going to end up on that. That anybody that buys one of his planes will get their license for free.
Mm-hmm.
Sport pilot license. Okay, he'll pay for it.
See, it's still kind of hard to go out there and finance $20,000 on a plane for me.
But it's a two-place, so really you'll bring somebody else into it. It won't be just for you.
Yeah.
You'll pull somebody else along with
Anyhow.
You.
Yeah. But by having meetings down there, you know, they give us a chance maybe to see another side of the fence.
Yeah.
And the chapter, our biggest fault is that we don't seem to fly enough or something. I don't know.
See, I'd even thought about going.
That's because I'm down flying, there flying.
But they're flying down there.
I'm down there flying sometimes two times a week.
See, I'd even thought about going back down to Charleston to the club that they got down there because I know some of the guys that's in that and driving down there once a month.
Well, here's another thing that Barry Brock told me. He says he's really hopeful that if their corporate, their jet fuel increases, then for the guys who are avid flyers and supporters of aviation down there, meaning the coffee morning coffee group and whoever that are there like us, he cut them slack on fuel and stuff. He wants to pass savings on to us grassroots flyers, and he can only do it if the other side of it increases to cover it, because it's all about numbers.
See, we also got a population there. If we want to do a chicken bog dinner.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
I mean, you could do it there because there's no people there to do it. Or a fish fry.
But that section also reaches out to other people that aren't even aware of us. They don't realize how good this can be up here.
The only disadvantage is there's no place down there really to have to build things or stuff. You know,
no place what?
To build things, build airplanes.
Oh, no, yeah.
Have projects, you know. Not yet, but
we can get
John
Indy out his hangar. He might help out.
Well, he has a couple different hangars.
Just to buy up all his airplanes, huh? Buy his airplanes, and he'll have a shop over there that's really big and empty.
Does our friend have a hangar down there?
Yeah, he does. John?
Does he have a hangar?
Yes, he has a hangar on the field, and then he has right down from the field, a mile or two, he has some buildings.
Chuck comes up here. Who am I talking about? Peggy. Our friend comes up here.
Sure.
Oh, Chuck?
Chuck. Does Chuck have a hangar down there?
No, his plane's on the tarmac.
He's got a plane down there because he said his plane was down there.
It's for sale.
What, the RV?
No, the 150. Straight tail.
RV's gone.
RV flew out of there a while ago. But there is, and then there's another fellow down there, the EAA member, used to be a test pilot for Boeing and that. He owns a Chipmunk, 1952 Chipmunk. Took Wayne up not long ago. He loves to give people rides. And we call him Dangerous Dan. But he's a good fella. And he's EAA. But like I say, if we can flop it back and forth, we got a free ticket down there every other month. They wouldn't mind if we moved it down there permanently, but we can't let this go because this is the only grassroots flying place around here now.
Well, yeah. For myself, speaking just for me, I'm all for it because we're going to have to get out of the little box that we're in. We're going to have to expand so that we can reach more people, and we're going to have to be a little bit more active, I guess. Well, and that's, to me, I've often wanted to go to other clubs and see what they look like, so you can always intervene, because if they don't know you, you can always pick up good ideas when you go to another place, but there's a lot of action going on down at Georgetown.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening there. But here's another thing, too. The Conway Airport's dead. No fuel there now, I was told. And now, there's supposed to be a bid on for a school coming in or something.
Yeah, it's fixing to lively up.
Is it going to?
Yep.
But the problem with schools are you have to pay such a big fee, and then you got to be there like school in order to get your thing. It isn't I can afford 5 hours this month. They don't do
but
that.
But it's not positive what's going to happen with that, because that's a whole different school system. Whole different bailiwick. Okay? And anyhow, plus there's two FBOs trying to bid on it, too, and I don't know who's going to win, but it's before the Horry County Council right now, so. I'd cross your fingers on that. That might work out, too. Okay?
But if we could, it'd be neat if we could, we have an opportunity being the only EA chapter on the Strand. Actually, we have, counting Greensea, we have opportunities getting ready to pop up south of us here that we could grow this thing. And that doesn't mean that, at least we'd have more people. I make the drive up. Peggy and Bob make the drive up. I mean, the other side of it is, with all the people that I know and that, we can carpool at some point.
Yeah.
If we're going to come up for a meeting up here, we just six of us jumping a couple cars each. You know.
Man, it cost me 2 gallons of fuel to go there and back.
Yeah, well, you're riding. Don't you have pedals in that thing?
Yeah. In case I run out of fuel, I can pedal it on home.
Anyhow, that's something we probably ought to bring up at the next meeting. But
well, I mean, I'll go ahead and continue to talk to the guys and ask Barry again, you know, is there going to be any cost to us? Is there going to be any?
No.
But he already indicated it's there. It is. Use it.
Well, it's not about the cost. Is there any gain? I mean, how many possible members are we looking at? Would they be willing to pay 20 or 25 a year?
I think 25 is a good number. Well, even 30 is a good number.
I don't think I'd get above 25, dude. Okay?
Let's plan on this.
I've never seen another chapter above 25.
Okay. Well,
when's the next fly? When are we going to do a spring fly-in? It's in April, isn't it? Or May? When's it?
You mean Lumberton?
We have Lumberton in May.
Lumberton in May. And when's our breakfast?
Breakfast fly-in?
That's in May, too.
May, is it?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we had a date on that.
May 3rd. She did, but I don't remember it right now. But yeah,
they hadn't gotten back with her with a date, had
they? Yeah, they did.
Well, why don't we kind of plan then? We don't have nothing in April, right?
Nope.
Why don't we kind of plan on in April then, maybe going down there as a group? And that way it'll give us February and March to talk to the rest of the people and maybe and do something that we get outside. Because it won't make no difference whether they're here or down there. And then Jim and the rest of them, they can come down and ride with us if they don't want to drive all the way. We got
Shorter day, so I mean it works out. You know, life does to you what it does to you.
So why don't we plan in April Kimberly meeting down there? What do you think about that as a group, Wayne?
I'm all for it.
Well, let's go ahead and
set up twice in the last 2 years.
It takes somebody to be more aggressive, so let's go ahead and plan on that doing that then.
They were hoping we'd have been there today.
Well,
that's
that
how aggressive they are about it. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good indication of the interest. The guy that I flew in the air coop would love to hook up with a chapter and that, but this is still just a commitment.
I just thought about it now. The Florida
Sun and Fun.
Sun and Fun is in the middle of the month.
I think it's at the end. I think it's
20th
is a Monday. I'm looking at the calendar.
It'll be about the third weekend.
So that might kill us on April, then. We might have to move it to March.
There's a lot of them
April,
to go to.
April's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, let's go with March.
It's real close to Sun and Fun.
How about this?
March is at Lumberton, isn't it?
No, March is nothing. May is Lumberton.
Us four, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, just sets up a weekend to go down there and set up a meeting with them. On that end, you don't have to coincide with this one at all, and just see what kind of interest is going on, and do it fairly soon.
Well, see, I've already sort of, in a way, done that. He's done that. I called John because I didn't want to drive all the way down, so I called him.
Well, I meant actually have.
What I'm saying is that
see how many show up.
But what I'm saying is he went down there and talked to everybody. What our next step would probably be set it up like we're talking about doing.
Yeah.
And
I mean, anybody's welcome to come, but we should set up another date instead of wait until March, April, whenever.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do it in. We'll set up a date in the next 2 or 3 weeks that we could actually at least four of us could get together and go. And put the word out, see who that we're going to have a meeting there, and see who wants to show up, and see what happens. That wouldn't change anything from this meeting. And if anybody else wants in the chapter, we put the word out to them too. If they want to show up, they can. This is really a drive to get new members.
Yeah.
I think if we show the enthusiasm. We have no problem with enthusiasm on that end. Because we've got the airport manager in our pocket, and we've got the FBO that's on board, too. So both of them are on board.
We have a meeting room, and we have no expense down there. So the only thing it's going to cost us is a little out of our pocket to drive down there for fuel.
Yeah.
And he lives down there.
Well, they're good folks. Real good people. Barry flies a legend Cub now. He had to go to LSA because of health reasons.
How's John doing with his models down there? He's selling.
Well, he's sitting on those X-Airs right now.
Sitting on a few of them?
Yeah, and then there's that single place C-Rays for sale down there, Gene Baker had. And I think there's a couple, he's got a couple little ultralights in there, a couple of single place lights.
There ain't nothing selling.
No, nothing's really moving
nowhere
for anybody. I mean,
nothing. Everybody's got to know, nothing's selling.
We know we have.
Nobody has any money.
Well, EAA members down there, they just don't have a chapter.
Yeah.
So if the chapter's already established and all the groundwork's done and all the formalities are in place, I'm relatively sure they're going to come on board.
Well, I'm all for it. Main thing now is just setting up a time. If you want to do it with us just going down there.
Whatever you guys want me to do, I'll stay out of it if you want me to.
No. I want you to be
there
too.
You're better off to have as many members show up.
Yeah, want as many
that
people.
Want to. I mean, it's.
Well, I'm getting to be one of the fixtures down there.
He'll be there, the guys
that's a target every time he walks in the door now. So.
I'm just trying to think. We got 2 more weekends this month.
We need to do it next month. A couple weeks before our next meeting, we'd have time enough maybe to get the word out.
Well, that's the
after our next meeting, so we get as many people involved as we can.
I don't know if we got enough people here today to make a decision.
What about the 8th February? Okay. Then that's a Saturday, isn't it? In the 8th February, a Saturday.
Yeah. See, what I was thinking is that I don't know about this Robert rules and stuff, okay? But I don't think there's enough people today to do it.
What we could do is we're just going down there to take a look. So they don't really need a vote. I mean, if we agree to do it, we're just going down there on an off weekend to take a look.
Well, there's nothing wrong with meeting the folks that are.
To see who would be interested in doing it.
Yeah, only thing you're going to see, though, is what I was telling you, is that you're going to see the airport manager and you're going to see the FBO manager and maybe John. Okay, and
that's not what I'm talking
about.
Then
we got Bill and we
but that's all, if you went down there unannounced, that's all you're going to see.
We're going to be announced. He's going to
announce it. Let them know that we're coming and what day we're coming in the next.
And I'm trying to tell you is I don't know if we got enough people here today to make this decision.
We don't need to make a decision. We're not going to make a decision. We're going to go down there and see who's interested.
We're going to find out and then present it to the group.
Before we present it to the whole group,
we pretty well know that we've got a place to go.
I think you're right.
I think we need to wait until the meeting and tell everybody and pray that we've got enough people show up besides the old standbys that are here right now.
Yeah.
And then it'll be fair to everybody. Nobody will say, well, somebody went behind my back and made a decision to leave something that we worked for years for.
Exactly.
I'm not saying there's anyone out there.
I'm not saying I'm against it because I am not. I am for it.
I'm for it. But you're still not listening to what I'm saying. We're not going out there to make a decision. We're going down there to meet some people down there to see if there's.
The intent is to do what we're talking about doing, and if you What if we you do that, and then we have a meeting, and everybody votes not to join forces with those guys?
That's true. That's true.
Now we told them we were going to do it, and we...
Yeah,
and we can't do it.
We're not going to
come. Can we just contact them by phone and get a verbal?
I am listening very well.
Because you're changing everything I'm saying.
No.
Meet with, have John say, set up a date that we're going to come down here and see if there's enough interest for our chapter to do this.
Uh-huh.
We're going to meet with the people. If John shows up, an airport manager shows up,
uh-huh,
and that's it,
uh-huh,
there's not enough interest to do it.
Well, that's also show up.
No.
There's going to be the FBO guy. The airport manager,
so
and John. That's it.
So then there's no...
Well, I know of eight people that have come on board.
That's not what I'm saying. If we make a... And there might be enough people here today. I just don't know. Okay? But if we vote that we want to do this, then we need to go out and announce and put paperwork out and flyers and everything else. Not for those three people, but for everybody that would come.
Yeah, we need one more person.
And I think that's what you're trying to say.
That's what I was
but
thinking.
How are we going to put that word out to everybody, and then we vote later on, and possibly we could vote not to do it. That wouldn't be right. We'd be saying, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this, and then we don't do it.
Is it not possible to contact our members here by phone and get a verbal yay or nay?
No, not that I know of, and I don't know that that's legal anyhow. You have meetings and you.
Right.
They're supposed to
I was talking about, and I think
no, I don't know.
It was just an information gathering. We're not making promises to them, but we'd have more information that when it was presented at the next meeting, that I'd have something to take a look and say, this is what we found.
And see, I agree with that. I agree. That's not a problem. That's what I was saying, you know, if we had a committee.
Well, are a committee.
That's pretty much what we're talking about, a committee.
Okay, but the committee doesn't, there's going to be three people is what you're going to find down there that you're going to talk to. Okay? There might be four. There might be five if there happens to be somebody in that office that day. But, you know, I think you already done what I'm saying, what you're talking about doing is what I'm saying.
Well, I know of eight people probably come on board just about immediately.
Yeah.
And that includes the airport manager and the FBO.
Right. But
and John.
Yeah.
So there's three right off the bat.
I think there's more than that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, you know, what I'm saying is,
you can't commit on that end without committing on this end.
And if two or three people just gets together and goes down there, well, who's to say that them eight people is going to be there that day? Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, it'd be more than that because there's other people like Gene Baker.
Oh yeah.
If John goes into something, Gene Baker's going to be right there with
Gene Dixon.
Huh?
Gene Dixon. No,
well,
Gene.
Somewhere along the line, somebody has to put that foot forward and do something.
Yeah.
And if somebody has to make that effort to go down
there. We got to save this chapter.
Yeah. Well.
We got to save this chapter.
I wouldn't say this is a life-saving. I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I didn't say that either. But what I'm saying is that it's an avenue that you're going to have to explore to find out the possibilities of.
Anyhow, we may, if anybody else knows, and I have to apologize, but I don't know the rules.
Well, you have to have
how many
a quorum
we
is
have
what
to,
they call it. So a quorum is what? Is that one-fourth of your membership?
It
has to be 60%.
It has to be entered in your minutes. And then with a phone call, it's not a call to get a meeting, so it can't be officially
okay,
in
so
minutes.
If you know it's 60%, how many people? I don't know. Let's see.
About 24 or something like
that. Okay, right here's our member list. Remember, we went through this.
16, isn't it?
It's, it is.
There's two more.
14. We got 15 members.
15?
15 paid members. Because this list here took anybody off that didn't pay.
Bud and Shirley's not on there, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
We honorarily put them on there?
Well, because I think that when they get back, they'll pay us.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Bud and Shirley's on here. That's 15. That's 15.
Seven,
so what's 60%?
At least two more people.
I think
so. That's all I'm saying right there.
Wait till next month.
Is it?
Yeah. I just...
In order to do it right...
I wanted to get my information out on the table because I've been, you know, kind of chomping at the bit. The enthusiasm down there. I fly, if I want to fly, I can fly 2-3 times a week down there. These guys are flying. I mean, they're retired guys and stuff, and they like to fly, and they're active, and I'm gaining hours.
Yeah. Huh? Do you have to pay a landing fee?
No.
In other words, when you go out and fly, there's nothing.
No landing
fee. They're getting down here.
They're still. You become part of the family, so to speak. You know, it's a camaraderie thing. I mean, I become friends with guys because I've helped them do things and stuff, and so I catch rides and all kinds of stuff. But and that's a real blessing to do that. But there's people down there that are actively flying, and if you're going to actively build your hours, you got to be somewhere where you can fly. You can't be a hangar flyer or an armchair flyer and get in the air.
Yeah, the only way you're going to fly with wings, you have to be a wing walker.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know where that time's going to get you.
Well, we have some neat projects going. I mean, my two places come along pretty good, but it still isn't going to be allowed to fly anybody probably for a year. Realistically.
You've got to put 40 hours on.
Yeah. So it's all got to be tested, and I think mine's going to be safe enough for two folks, but it's still going to be some time involved. So we've got to get somebody. Chuck's plane sitting down there on the ramp doing nothing. It's for sale for $10,000.
What, 150?
Yep. 150s are anemic. You can't put two full-grown people in it with full fuel. You're overweight.
No.
You're pretty close.
Yeah, you'll fly.
Yeah,
6,000 feet we get in.
Yeah, 6,000 feet, yeah. But, yeah, I agree. But I'm just saying, realistically, when you look at the numbers, you are overweight.
It ain't fun, but it will fly.
But there's, so there, what a shame we can't afford a 150 for the club. At $10,000,
what a shame. That's illegal.
Huh?
It's illegal. You can't do it.
We can't own anything airplane related.
I mean, it'd be nice if we could.
That's like these projects we're doing in here.
Chapter can't own them.
We can't own them. The chapter can't own them. Nope. Members of the chapter can own it.
Right.
But the chapter,
well, that's what I'm saying. The chapter. I was just referring that the chapter not own that, but that type of stuff's available.
Well, we can still buy it as members, and we still have membership fee.
Yeah. Well, that partial ownership aircraft happen all every day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a...
You can get four people together, $2,500 a piece, and buy the thing.
I'm sure it wants us to set there now.
Jeff might come down on it a little bit and sell it to members of the chapter.
I'm sure that engine sitting out there is collecting moisture. It ain't going to be the best shape.
What is that?
Camshafts have 10... Yeah, it's Continental.
It's 100?
Yeah.
It's Continental. 100. And they have a tendency to rust the cams up, I think, if they let sit.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've always got those expenses facing you. But
well, the Continental cam's on the bottom.
Oh, is it? Okay,
Lycoming that has the rust problem.
That's right.
They're in the top of the motor.
That's right. But it, and he starts it periodically, but he doesn't run it enough to burn the moisture out of it. You got to run one, take it up and run it for an hour to burn the moisture out of it. If you run it less than that, you're collecting moisture.
It's got to get hot.
So he's really not doing it any favors by going there and starting it up on the ramp and doing nothing with it.
You know, turning it through about 2 revolutions would do as much good.
Yeah, less damage.
Do a lot less damage. Do just probably like
but, I mean, good. With those kind of things that are available, especially right now, times as hard as they are, maybe somebody could get fine. I mean, you talk about spending $20,000. Why spend $20 when you'd spend $10?
Nice, five of us could go in together on it. That wouldn't be but $2,000 a piece. That would be really nice.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. I could even afford that.
Six would be even better, and then you got three pairs that could go flying.
Well, the problem is the insurance.
There's a lot of other hidden problems.
See, it's not LSA. It's not LSA, so that's another issue there. Yeah. I mean, you can't fly it on a student pilot.
Can we go experimental?
Put a Continental or put a Corvair in front of it. It's experimental.
Take that.
That'd be a long three back one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you're getting away from what you want to do. Fly cheap, start.
Yeah. Just start building. Somebody needs to start building some time. But anyway, that's just crazy thoughts.
What's the cost on maintaining that that plane for a year?
Well, like insurance. Dennis said, it's your insurance annuals. Is the issue.
The annuals can be what? $600 to $800?
Yeah. Or more. Can be higher than that.
Or more.
Annuals not a big deal, though.
Well,
you only need liability insurance. You can get it through the AA, right?
Yeah, for a right?
Well, yeah, it's another company, but yeah.
He was going to give you the annuals for free.
Yeah, but see, that insurance liability on that wouldn't be that much. Probably a thousand or $1,000 to $2,000 a year.
Holy mackerel!
You see CFI then?
Well, hell, it's cheaper than your car insurance.
He loves.
Well, I don't know where you're buying car insurance.
My car insurance is very expensive.
Mine's like $300 a year.
I'm
talking liability.
You talking about six government. Months for your car, though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm talking a year. I pay $300 roughly a year for the Tank Farm.
You better stay with them, dude.
$1,000 a year for the Tank Farm.
You better stay with them.
Every 6 months, they pay for $150? Yeah, you get it every 6 months now. The car's only insured in 6 months. State Farm's not a full year.
You better stay with them, dude.
You can pay it a full year, but it's illegal for them to charge you for
still
a full
cheap.
Year.
Yep.
They can only charge you for 6 months at a time. So if you're paying $300, you're paying
$600.
Okay. You're paying twice a year. $600. Dang. I'm paying over $1,000. What I'm saying, though, is that there's more risk, obviously. Yet, it's not that much more than a car. Not really. I don't know.
I guess if you had that many people go in on it, it wouldn't be so.
It wouldn't be that big of a deal. Drive it up enough.
It would go up, though, I think, with more people. I think it would go higher.
Yeah, because you're going to have more on.
Now, you can get a pilot insurance, too, can't you?
Yes. You can get a renter's insurance.
Oh, that's for renting only, though.
Yeah.
So the plane still has to be insured.
You put it together with an LLC, lease it back, and then each person rents it. Wet. You're responsible for fuel, technically, and maintenance as a group. The problem you have is when somebody damages it.
Yeah, my brother.
That's where the problem comes, and everybody needs to fork out the money for somebody who went out there and screwed up.
My brother was in a club up at Gaston Airport up in Gastonia. Now, they had 4 aircraft that he had available to him that they bought. And I don't know how that was, but there's a lot of people now. He said there's like 15, maybe, people or so in that club. But they had to have that many planes so they could have availability to fly. So he might come down here in a 182. Or next time he might come down in a 152. And then they had a 152, a 172, and a 182. Then he had some other one out there. But
well, that's another thing, like you just said, you could establish a club
and they
for
had
the
a
aircraft,
club.
But still be EAA numbers.
I don't know how that legalities
would work out on that, but it's just those kind of opportunities I was saying was out there. If somebody wants to get in the air, you don't have to go buy a $25,000 airplane to get in the air.
Well, that's a good idea, and that's one way for us to, as a club, to go ahead.
Shoot, I think John's got a 2-place flight star he'd sell.
Well, yeah, he does, but you got to fly around in some of them little things to understand what you're talking about, though. Mm-hmm. All right. You ever wore a kidney belt?
Oh, I've been up in his.
You ever needed 2? The lighter the plane gets.
Yeah, bumpier it gets.
And when the wind gets to be 5 mph, you don't fly that day? Okay. Well, I mean, how many than 5 mph days are there in a year? So what I'm saying is...
Especially Georgetown.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when you start trying to get under $25,000, you start getting so light that, see, I didn't know that either. My plane is extremely light, you know, for a 2-place plane. And even with one person in there, it will, on a calm day, beat the tar out of you. You got to strap that belt down to where you can't hardly breathe and strap it.
Oh, I've gotten whiplash and stuff on a light plane. I've been beat the pieces.
If it weren't for that belt, I'd be out of the airplane, okay? It's all over. Boom, 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 boom. It's not comfortable.
It's a kite.
Well, the day a couple times I went up with David. It does pretty good. Dude. I mean, it was smooth. I mean.
Well, that's about the same weight as his plane.
Yeah.
Plus, the wing takes all of the
blows on a trike, they say. Mm-hmm. I get a lot in my carriage still, so there's a lot transmitted to it, and I know what you're talking about, and I haven't been up in much more than about 10 mile an hour. I get up in a wind current, and I try to get out of it as quick as I can, because it'll beat the heck out of you.
Yep.
And I've gotten, so I was just about sick as a dog when I got back to the ground.
It all comes down to wing load.
You do got the big one. Yeah. Don't that big one.
The heavier the plane is,
oh, yeah.
Heavier the plane is, the more enjoyable it's going to be. Okay. And you buy one of these little $25,000 planes or less, yeah, you'll be able to fly once in a while.
Well, like I say, there's a 150 for $10,000. So the problem is not
that one. No, I know. I know. That's very true. I mean, I learned on a 150, so it wouldn't be a problem.
Comes
the only thing's medical.
It's a 2/3 of your stall speed is your limit on an ultralight.
Get to where you can solo with
a
stick.
If I get into 12 to 15 mile an hour wind, 15 mile an hour wind.
Well, I'm already a pilot, so I can't exercise that option.
And then once I got learning a little bit of a problem about capabilities of my aircraft, I found out I was in the verge of stalling that airplane because it was more than 2/3 of my stall speed was why it was stopping to fly. I dove out of it as I could.
Man, what did we arrive at? Try and get everyone, our group, here for the next meeting and then explain what Bill is...
I mean, that's what my opinion is. And then at the same time, though, between now and the next meeting, if Bill and all these other guys can maybe figure out more information, how many possible members we might be able to get, if they would entertain the idea of say $25 a month dues.
How about I can see if I'm down here three times a week, I can compile a list from guys and ask them face up.
What I was trying,
would you be willing to join us for $25 a month?
Well, see, that's what I was trying to say is that we ain't got enough people here today, and then next month, if we got enough people, and somebody comes here from that committee and says, look, I got 8 people, 10 people, however many people, right here. They done said they're going to sign up if we meet down there. How could it not pass?
Well, I got to see them Tuesday, and I can tell them we didn't have a quorum to vote on it. Which that says it like it is.
Due to the weather.
I need a list of who's willing to join our chapter.
Yeah, I would make some excuse about that because I didn't realize it.
Well, it was cold.
Due to the weather.
Due to the weather. These guys aren't as big a sticklers as everybody. They're neat people.
No, I know. But, anyway.
And they have to pick on you if you screw up. So.
That's my point.
Well, we got $55 out of the kitty. We appreciate it. I believe electricity will stay on another month if we manage it properly.
Put some in.
We better cut the heaters off then.
Because it's we only had one gas bottle, but the rest of it's run off the light bill.
I got another gas bottle out there.
I'm gonna leave mine here.
That's
you guys run it out.
Yes. But we only got 2 more meetings then that we'll have to worry about heat.
Yep.
Yeah, but is there any projects going on?
Is
anybody?
Well, we still meet out here every Saturday.
I'm on track doing my landing gear.
We actually, last weekend we put a windshield in that plane. We were doing the annual on it.
Oh, look at that.
And the windshield was busted about 200 or 300 places. So we put a new windshield in that last weekend. The annual is finished on it. I just got to button it back up. Probably next month it won't be in here. It'll be in the building down at the end of the runway. It was going to actually go last weekend. It rained. This weekend it is too cold. I'm not going out and putting the wings on that thing. It's just too cold.
On that, we need insulation in that thing so it don't rain on our airplanes. Because you know what that would do to a motorcycle, and I hate to think my airplane gets rusty like I've seen chrome on a motorcycle go.
You're welcome to all that out there. I mean, It's not you know, not all of it's perfect, but you're welcome to it. Well, I didn't think about down there. You probably use a lot of it for down there. It might help a lot. Just stuff into cracks or crevices and break the wind. And
something, tieback or something in the roof so that water won't run down on my plane. I got wrapped up with a blanket and a raincoat or something.
What'd well, it's cold weather. Plastic? You won't have to worry about it. What happens to
yeah. Warmer in the inside than it is the outside?
Yeah, right now it's not going to do it.
And high humidity.
High humidity.
Of course, you've got dirt floors, so you get moisture up through there, too.
Yeah.
And my project's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Running in some domino effects on some stuff on re-engineering. But, hope to have... the prop should be in this coming week. Today, when I leave, I'm picking up my prop hub adapter and my prop hub for the... rear engine mount or the flywheel mount setup. Machinist has finished that. I've got a real good machinist. He's $45 an hour, and his background is in CNC work, so he does really, really sweet machine work if you need anything. And he's right over here on the beach. He's from Germany. Very, very talented young man. Got a very good welder that does all phases of welding. He did my fuel tanks for me. So he's another one. He's fair. He's into motorcycles and that, but he's very talented in fabrication and everything. So we've got some interesting people coming in, accessible to us that understand enthusiasm for projects and stuff. Jürgen, the machinist, he says, I'd rather be doing this kind of stuff. I took him that prop hub and my flywheel off of Volkswagen. Told him to cut the center out of it and make the bolt pattern match the hub. And he says, I'd rather be doing this and going to work every day. He says, all the weird stuff. He says, I love it. And so he's enthusiastic. He's only $45 an hour. So comes back precision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking that up today. So now we're moving forward on assembling the engine because of that. Now I can actually put my engine together. So things are happening there too. So we've got some pretty neat projects. I just think the key is to get in the air. This fella here is closer than any of us. Well, you two are the closest out of everybody here being in the air with your own project.
One flies a day.
So, and of course, yours flies too. But
I got enough long time. I've
flown mine a bunch.
We're going to reel you in down here. So watch.
I've flown mine a bunch. Are we done with the meeting?
We're going to close the meeting.
Okay. All right.